Jermaine Searle coming at you live. Going to the podcast, I decided to do a video to kind of show how it looks with me recording the podcast. It'll be on YouTube. So take a look. If you like visual better than audio, and now you can have both, best of both worlds. Okay. Today is Saturday, December 14th. And my podcast today is about choices, okay? We're coming upon what I call now the lion season. These last couple of weeks going into the new year, we're all making commitments, we're making promises, not only physical, but mental, whether it's going back to school, learning more, reading more. We're making a lot of promises that we hope will come true and start the new year. And I wanted to address a couple of those things. First off, you should never wish for anything more than you're prepared to work for it. A lot of people make resolutions and they think, they hope that these things come true. I lose weight, I go back to school, I get smarter, I save more money, all these things. First off, any resolution that you make or any promise that you make that begins on the first, you're lying to yourself. It's not going to happen, or you're not going to stick with it. Goals and promises that you make to yourself should be made that day. You know, you think about it, there's 365 days in a year. You wait for one day to make a promise that may last 30 days. So the other 335 days are just, oh, I wish I should have, could have, would have stuck with it. Whereas what you need to do is you need to make a promise to yourself. You write it down, and then you begin the process of taking steps towards that goal. Let's say for instance, your goal is, I want to save money. The first step may be to get a savings account. The second step might be to, every week, no matter what, I'm going to put this aside. So let's say your goal is to save $10,000 or $12,000. That's going to take $1,000 a month. Break it down 4 weeks. Every 4 weeks, that's $250. So let's just say every time you get your paycheck or wherever you get your income from, regardless of what may happen, we let things kind of derail us, and then we give in to circumstances. You have to make a solid choice and say, no matter what, I'm going to put this money aside each week. I'm going to put aside $250. I'm going to put it in my savings account, which is preferred, because if you have it in your possession, you'll find a reason to spend it. So take the steps. Don't just look at, okay, at the end of next year, 2020, I want to have $12,000 in the bank. That's a wish. You need to start with tiny steps, and you stick with those steps. You write it down. One of the things that people never do, they never write down a journal. They don't want to hold themselves accountable. So next thing you know, you look up, it's the end of 2020. You might have saved a couple of bucks, but you didn't achieve your goal. The way to achieve a goal is to write it down and take small steps towards that. Isn't it easier to save $250 a week, if that's your goal, than it is to wait a month before and say, man, you know, I didn't try to come up with $12,000 to accomplish my goal. You'd already be, if you saved $250 a week, a month before your stated goal of 2020, you're, you know, maybe $1,000 away from it as opposed to $12,000. And at that point, saving that amount of money has become a habit, so it's not that difficult for you to do. What winds up happening is that people, they don't make resolution is a wish. They're making wishes. I hope that somehow this happens. You have to set a goal, and you have to hold yourself accountable, and you have to take small steps towards those goals. Don't try to take a big leap when you see that it's getting close, take small steps. They don't, they're not as impactful. They create great habits. You make great choices, and then that translates into everything. So wealth is one of the things that we promise ourselves around this time of the year. Educating ourselves is another thing. Some people choose to go back to school. Some people choose to. I know many years ago, I set a goal to keep a journal and keep certain disciplines, which is meditation, visual sessions, prayer, reading at least 15 pages of a book every day. And I made that goal, that commitment. I made that 5-6 years ago, and now it's a daily habit. Sometimes you're doing it, and it's a little bit more difficult. You have to kind of, in the beginning, you have to kind of force yourself into doing it. But after a while, it becomes a habit, and you don't know the way to exist other than, achieving your goal. I know for me, to get up in the morning and not keep a journal throughout the day would just help me tremendously. And, you know, it's just like forgetting to breathe. You know, you'll notice it right away. And along the way, with getting down the basics for keeping a journal, I've added things. I know that I've added 5 things that I usually put at the bottom of the page, 5 things that I'm grateful for. So I fill that out every day. On the last line, I have accomplished whatever I accomplished. So what happens is I keep a small journal with my daily goals on my big spiral notebook, where I keep my disciplines, my weight training, my eating, how many days to my next goal. Like I have a goal of competing this year again. So I right now how many days I got until that. So every time I open up my book, it lets me know, you know, the days are counting down. They're not counting up. They're not pushing it back because you decided to, you know, fuck off that day. It doesn't happen. So it keeps you focused on your goals when you keep a journal and you are holding yourself accountable. Don't rely on other people to hold you accountable, because honestly, they don't care. If you achieve it, you achieve it. If you don't, you don't. Hold yourself accountable. No one desires your goals as much as you do. So you are the biggest person with the biggest responsibility for achieving your goals. So hold yourself accountable and look in your journal every day and make sure you are accomplishing the goals that's going to lead you to the big dream, the big goal. I know that as a trainer, you know, this time of year, the number one resolution, honestly, is health. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be fine this year and all that. That lasts for about 2 weeks at best. 3 weeks, you know, is a miracle. 4, it's not going to happen. I believe that the reasons why are, people... First and foremost, people try to do it themselves. That's the wrong strategy. That's the wrong idea. You cannot accomplish that particular goal yourself. It's like, my plumbing is leaking. I'm going to try to fix it. I'm going to be a plumber. No, call a plumber. My car is not working right. You take it to a mechanic to get fixed. You don't try to do it yourself. But everybody thinks, I'm going to go online, I'm going to read, and I'm going to get myself in shape. Well, this is something that I've done probably for the last 30 years, and I've seen it a million times, and it has failed a million times. The next thing in trying to achieve your physical goals of losing weight or getting in shape, don't go for shortcuts. Don't go for gimmicks. Everybody, we live in an industry now where everybody is promising you these things. Oh, lose weight quick. Buy this DVD. You can do it from home. You know, you don't have to make your way to a gym. That's a bunch of bullshit. Hire a professional, do it right, and you'll get the results, and they'll be long-lasting results. You know, I don't believe in smoothies in place of food. I don't believe in boot camps. You have 50 people in a boot camp, and you mean to tell me they all have the same problems? No, you need someone individually that specializes in fixing your physique, taking your physique the best it can look. not 50 other people in any boot camp. They have people jumping off of boxes. You're a 400-pound fat person jumping off a box. You don't think sooner or later your knees are going to go bad? And I see it all the time. Everybody wants to shortcut. As long as the scale moves, they're happy. That's another thing. Quit looking at the scale for your results. Look in the mirror at your result. When you're trying to get in shape, people don't walk up to you with a scale and say, get on it, let me see how much you lost. They don't know how much you lost unless you tell them. And unfortunately, everybody's happy to say, oh, girl, I lost 20 pounds. Well, you look like 20 pounds less than shit. You look like shit before, you dropped 20 pounds, you look like 20 pounds less than shit. What people don't realize is that all over your body, there's muscles lying underneath. You've done nothing to tone and shape those muscles. All you've done was lost subcutaneous water. Really, that's women will lose water faster than anybody. So you'll drop the 10, 12, 15, 20 pounds. And to you, mentally, it has satisfied your need to improve, when in reality, you really did not improve. You know, you need something like, you know, I have clients that if they're hip heavy, you have to design exercises to bring their hips down and bring their shoulders up. So a physical appearance is you can lose a fourth of an inch off each side. But if you widen up the shoulders a fourth of an inch, it looks like you dramatically change your body. And that's what people look at. That's what, go buy your clothes. Go, you know, your clothes fit differently. Change your look. And the only way to change your look, I've seen every conceivable way. Boxers want you to use boxing. You know, cross trainers want you to cross train. You can only sculpt your body when you utilize free weight. That's it, period. You will never find anything else that will sculpt your body the way that it's needed to be sculpted. And when you do that, now your look starts to change. You do your cardio, you follow a great nutritional program, eat 3 square meals a day, low fat, high protein, moderate carbs, and now you lose the body fat. They don't have the patience to do that. They want it yesterday. They want to still do what they do and get what they want. And that's like saying, I want 2 + 2 = 5. I don't give a damn how many times you add it. It's not going to equal 5. And then they get pissed at me because I say, no, 2 + 2 = 4. Meaning there's right and there's wrong. A lot of what's being done today, a lot of what's being taught is wrong. It's not going to get you there. And if it gets you there, you're not going to stay there. I mean, a lot of people, I hear people, oh, I only eat one meal a day, so your metabolism is super slow. Yes, you started dropping weight because you had a caloric negative intake. Your body is going to stabilize from that. It's going to go to your stomach, and you're going to start gaining weight again. It's just the way your body works. If your body knows that it has consistent meals coming in, it has no reason to hold on to the fat, and it uses it as energy and dispenses it. So you have long-term effect, and you learn yourself how to eat and how to balance your meals and things like that. But people are so lazy nowadays. They, I'm going to go get me a smoothie. Well, you know, smoothies are not going to cut it. You need really regular, dense, nutritional calories. Or I'm a vegan. Okay, but you still eat. You still drink. You're taking in excessive carbs. You know, you're a vegan and you're still fat. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I really, really would love to see people doing it the right way. And I'm not saying come to ratio 1-to-1 and we're the only people that got it down pat. There's a lot of great trainers out there that can help you achieve your goals, but you have to be willing to work at your goal. You have to have patience. You have to understand that it's not a quick process, but you can make it a forever lasting process if you do it the right way. There's no other way. There's right and there's wrong. Choose the right way. Achieve your goals. Achieve your resolutions. Be consistent. And be kind to each other. So until next week, this is Sir Earl. And I'm out. Peace.